You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, well, even the Marlins are together with us on our theme of family today. And you know what, Tom? I've been looking at the Marlins schedule. The Cubs are here for a four-day series Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We need to get together, get a suite, and bring some of these families together so you can give them your pearls of wisdom in person. What do you think about that?
You know, if the suite has free beer, I could be enticed.
Well, we'll work on the free beer, but yeah, I think that we could work that out. Maybe I think I got an idea. We need to talk about this here a little bit. I'll talk to you. I'll give you a call over the next few days. We'll talk off the air. But, you know, you were talking about how there's an expansion of all these family offices, virtual family, single family, multifamily. I get all these family office events. I get all these people I meet at the family office events. And you know what the hardest thing to do is? How do you tell what a real family office is and how do they meet each other? Because you got all these people that are, I'm going to have to say it, promoting themselves as a family office, but it's a very specific term. How do you help people navigate, I can't say BS artists more than that, I guess I just did, but how do you help people navigate the minefields? And I got to believe there's a bunch of hucksters out there too.
There are, Jim, and I think that's probably true of any business or industry, and there's a lot of upside in dealing with these people. So, you know, unless you're dealing with Fortune 500 companies, this is the next best place to be because these are very sophisticated families. Some of them own public companies. Some of them, well, many of them own Fortune 100 companies that are bigger than many of the global public companies. So it's a great market to be in. It's very sophisticated. So people want to be there. So I think there are not a large number of professional advisors in the country who are established in this space, and that's in large measure because it's a fairly nascent industry. So in 1988, there were no associations. There was very little published on the hard sciences, the tax, the investment, the legal structures, the risk management. There was a lot on psych, soc, how not to ruin the kids, governance kind of issues, but very little on all the other hard stuff. And in 89, the first association in the world was formed here in Chicago, Family Office Exchange, Family Wealth Alliance, spun out of that, also in Chicago, IPI out of New York, Family Office Association, now based in Miami, and Family Office Club, Family Office Group, based in Miami, and Family Office Association out of Greenwich. And all of these associations help facilitate families getting together to meet each other. Some of the conferences have family-only sessions, and for a family to get into the conference, they typically have to provide the name of a trusted advisor who will verify, in fact, they are a family office. I've done that for our clients who are trying to go to different events. And so that's one method of safeguarding. I think these associations are doing a better and better job of having family-only sessions and providing opportunities for families to network. And then there are smaller groups that I'll refer to as family office circles. And some of them are large, like with 100 families. Most are small, with, you know, 12 to 20. There are 7 or 8 of these in California, you know, geographically split. And they meet, you know, once a month, and they share information and talk. There are some nationwide networks. CCC is a big one. Tiger 21 is another one. And so they're built specifically to allow families and family business owners to meet with each other, talk with each other, share resources, you know, who are the advisors, who are the evaluation firms, who are they working with, what are they doing. And I think that still takes a lot of time and investment, but that's one of the ways that families find each other. And then to get together for specific investments, I think a lot of the advisors will make introductions, not like a broker-dealer or an investment banker, but simply say, you know, you guys are kind of in the same industry or you're looking to do the same thing, you should talk to each other, and putting families together to see if something, you know, good comes out of it. So there's a lot of ways to get there, I suppose, but it is difficult for families to find other families, and it is difficult to verify who a family is because there are billionaire families in Chicago that no one knows who they are. They don't appear on any of the lists. They go to great efforts to hide their wealth and live well below their means. And there are other families that where it's impossible for them to hide because their holdings are so substantial that they just can't stay off the radar screen and everybody in the middle. So yes, it is difficult to find these families, but when they can get together, they can learn from each other, avoid making mistakes, share best practices, and I think it's a great development for the industry and certainly will shorten the learning curve, you know, for the families that meet each other.
Well, listen, I really do appreciate you sticking around for the extra little bit of time that we had. I know that you've got to go, but I do want to follow up. I'll get together with you and your team offline, and let's see if we can't get something together around that Cubs series. Maybe we can get you down here to meet some of the families that we have in Miami. Maybe I can make some quiet introductions because I know a number of people have been talking to me. In fact, I emailed you one inquiry just off the flyer today from an old friend that represents a very multi-generational family that if I mentioned on the air, everybody would go, oh yeah, them, but I'm not going to do it. So Tom, thanks so much for being on the show. If people want to find you, how do they get a hold of you?
We're based in Chicago. Our website is www.handlerfair.com. And our phone number in Chicago, which is our main office, is 312-641-2100.
Hey, thank you so much for taking time out. I know it's the very heavy tax season. I know you got a lot of things going on. I do appreciate you coming out here on the show, and I will follow up. We're going to get you down here for a Cubs game, I promise.
Sounds good. It's always a pleasure. Thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you again for joining us. Tom Handler. Hey, listen, we'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about focus, balance, peace, happiness, fulfillment, all the things that the family members look to get. We'll talk about your personal brand. We'll talk about what I've been able to accomplish in my first year out on my own. And we're going to have a great time in the last segment. We'll even give you an update on Vivian. So take it away. Let's rock the house.